Walking Dead.
Yeah, so Walking Dead. Like there's
SVU.
There's literally a series. There is a spinoff.
Isn't it like in
the comic books? There's
greenlit a spinoff earlier this week. What?
Isn't there like multiple stories in their comic book universe or whatever?
Yeah, but definitely in The Walking Dead this last season, the zombies just weren't even really a factor. They were used as weapons. Okay, yeah. But then...
How many lasers can we put on this zombie?
They become uninteresting because they're, we know how to beat them now. Once you like learn how to kill zombies, it gets easier.
Until, hold up, scientists getting in there and they're making nemesis-like zombies in that universe. Will it go there? I don't know. That's what I just want to know is how crazy do you guys plan on taking it?
Yeah.
Like, just tell your line, because I know you're slowly building to that.
And shit is dragged on in that TV show for so long.
It's poop.
I don't even want to watch it anymore.
Like
I'll wait till it comes back on.
I'm just wondering. Netflix you're making an interesting story, but it's taking so long to get there that it's like. Are you going to try and do this with a second group of people?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what other story could there be? Let me guess. They run into other survivors. We don't trust them. Someone gets killed.
They could live in, like, the city. That would be kind of interesting.
It's just
like
people...
Like, if they lived in, like, Atlanta or whatever with the shit ton of zombies. I mean, that might be a little more interesting.
With different skill sets.
Yeah.
Like, is this going to be, like... They should just have a group of just mercenaries, that they follow, like, a bunch of... Ninjas fuck people that got together.
You went from the mayor or nothing. Is the mayor?
The mayor of who? The governor?
The governor.
The governor.
The mayor of Whoville?
If you look just from like the governor's point of view, though,
you can only see out of one eye.
It's a completely different story.
That fucking guy.
Yeah. Well, fuck that guy. No, I'm just saying they take, especially after Breaking Bad, I think they're going to have to speed things up a bit in The Walking Dead or else people are going to get real bored of it.
Yeah.
Because
shit won't happen for episodes. And then when stuff goes down, it's all the way, but it's that one episode. Then you're kind of dragged along for a couple more. And then, okay, that happened. And it gets to a point where you're like, okay, Rick is crazy. He spent a whole episode talking to himself on a telephone that wasn't plugged in. We get it. He's crazy. Yeah. You didn't have to spend that much time on
exactly.
it. Exactly. Because if it was just about Rick, the way Breaking Bad is like, it is about everyone, but mainly about Walt. But I feel The Walking Dead has just put too many people.
He's the protagonist. Walt's like who it centers
but
around.
But Walt never changed. Like, his character evolves, but it's still...
There's a lot
like
of Walt still
like
there.
He doesn't go back. I mean, I don't know. Like, it always seems like
you can say what
so
you
far,
think.
He gets so far, and then he like fucks up. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, he saves the day, and then he does like one cool. He just so happens to do like one cool thing, and then all of a sudden they're like, "Hey, we love this guy again."
But I don't know. Walking Dead, basically, it's gotten boring at times.
It's so boring.
That's why I like the.
I can
that Revolution show because it's pretty much a post-apocalyptic world, but without like zombies or something. It's just we don't have electricity, so there's no electricity whatsoever, and they can't produce electricity. So, same idea as
I still have to watch that. I haven't watched that yet. What Revolution, right?
Yep.
It does sound good,
but yeah, like
it sounds up my alley.
Like I was saying,
for
they
sure. I don't care about anyone anymore either.
Yeah.
I don't even care. It's not like you're building up, so I'm really loving Rick, or I'm really loving someone, or, well, that's the way it is. No, I don't want to watch a show about people I can't stand and do dumb things.
Yeah.
That's in Jersey Shore. They got that under control. Those guys. Those fucking guys, eh?
Not
like
that's
a bunch
of
us. Cheese hit. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. That's good. Well, I mean, are they running it? Let's talk about fucking Duck Dynasty. Is terrible.
It's awful.
That's terrible television.
I've never watched it.
It's poop.
It's just garbage.
But
it's
here's my question. People watch Honey Boo Boo. People watch anything.
Yeah.
There's enough people I'm watching Honey Boo Boo that she got enough press that she's now like a celebrity.
Yeah. And so are they.
Fucking Boo Boo.
So are they.
Yeah, I'm just saying. The only cool thing about Duck Dynasty is like they just really don't give a fuck and they're rich.
No, but they actually really do.
Yeah, because they're huge Christians.
Yeah, like, they're like these huge Christians. And they don't like that the show's doing certain things. And oh yeah, like he's scripted a minister reality. Or something. I think
all three of them are.
Yeah, I know the old man is because it's like that. But you know, he's one of these white Bible thumpers. You know, you read about in the CNNs.
I don't know.
But
I got nothing for you.
Okay. Wow.
Well, let's start.
You suck.
Since we're talking
failing this week.
TV, and I want to talk about Breaking Bad, but Falch is in the process of
I'm on
up.
Episode 4. I'm going to get it in.
So, you know,
you're good though, man. You keep at that pace and you'll be good.
Yeah.
They said last night,
I'm going to start watching
was
them.
Breaking last of the past.
Well, let's
Sundays
hear what the critics say.
They're all saying it's their best episode ever, it's one of the best episodes ever in TV. I read it somewhere.
Suck it, Happy Days.
Take that, Ron Howard. Yeah. Right in the cornhole.
You know it's one of those shows.
Yeah, no.
I feel like it's our
It's like the last episode of MASH or
that's
something.
That's what I was about to say. That's what the way I feel like it's all culminating to. And we get to get Better Call Saul. At least we get the spinoff.
Yeah.
You know what show I remember seeing the final episode for?
What's
as
that?
A little kid, was Perfect Strangers.
Really?
And like people in the audience crying and shit. And they all came
no
out.
No more Balky.
Yeah, Balky had the bow and everything. And you found out about his family and shit. Like, I even knew like the whole last season, they're in like his country. So it's like, oh, role reversal.
Uh-huh.
And that got played out real fast. So they got canned. So they had to make the finale. And I saw them, and everyone, all the actors are bawling like little babies. What bitches? God damn.
I don't know. If I was watching that and they started playing the intro song, I might start tearing up too.
I like that intro.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's a godlike intro.
Let's play it now.
Do you have the there's actually this like weird mini game or whatever that's on a website. I forget what it is, but it's like you write your dream on like before you play it, and mine was to poop my pants. And then you play this, I forget what it's called, but like you're Balky, you're running, and like you have to dodge shit, and like the theme music's playing the whole time, and if you get to the end, like you achieved your dream of pooping your pants.
So why was it Balky?
What?
Why was it Balky that you were controlling?
I don't know. You just were.
Was it? Well, no. Was it like an NBC site?
No. Let me try.
You gotta bring this up. Because as much as I believe you, I don't understand.
I remember the Full House ending.
Yeah, I do remember that
one. Michelle falling off the horse, that was tragic.
I know. And then
wait, that wasn't the end.
Well, there was like two episodes after that.
I don't even think that was the end
of the
series.
Yeah, it was.
Was it?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's when she whacks her noodle.
And then she, like both of the twins are in the episode.
Yeah.
This one's her consciousness or some shit.
Well, there also one played the cousin. So they had like an identical cousin, or that cousin that looked exactly like him that lived overseas. That was
So you can't play the game because iPads suck and don't run Flash. But here, you can watch a video of someone playing it. It's real quick. It's a minute and a half. And
then does it tell you? Did he get his dream?
Ah,
he must have gambled it away or something. He wanted to be rich. For those of you watching at home.
Someone said that to me on Facebook. I found it and I played it. And I was like laughing. It's hilarious. Especially with a part where you're just running and all of a sudden you're flying over water. Yeah. It's just mad funny.
I forget the words. I just know it goes.
Will is lost.
So, Perfect Strangers.
You remember?
Never seen it.
You've never seen it?
No.
You never seen the jitter, or what's it called?
Short Circuit?
The Happy Dance? No, the Dance of Joy? The Dance of... They had a certain dance that they did.
Safety Dance?
No.
You can dance if you want to. So my dream right now is to get Pauly Shore.
Talk.
To sing that song with me at karaoke.
What, the Safety Dance?
Yeah. And him go like, you can't, I mean...
How will this be achieved, Will?
A little trickery in the world, I don't know. Hopefully.
What, you're gonna be the limo driver?
Yep.
And when he gets in at the end of his set from the Funny Stop, yeah. Like, yes, sir, straight to your hotel. Take him to the matinee.
Get him, boys. Clunk, clunk. Into the potato sack. Into your minivan. Let's be real. Whoa, hold on, dog. Didn't tell that to go on.
What were you watching?
I'm trying to look up this dance.
Oh, the Perfect Strangers dance.
I also remember the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air final episode, which didn't really make sense. They were like, hey, we'll just have this really big house and be by yourself.
That's no, they all left. They all moved out.
Yeah, you're right, but he stayed out there, right? Yeah, because they sold the house, and then they kept trying not to sell. And then that's when they had all these cameos from other people, like Mr. Jefferson.
Uh-huh.
George Jefferson.
Come on. He was in a couple episodes before that, too.
I don't know
how. Found something.
I don't know how. Find it? Anybody remember how Family got, or not Family, Family Matters 1 ended? Shoot.
Family Matters 1?
No, how Family Matters, like, ended.
Poorly.
Oh, I remember.
Because it got really weird.
Did
to the point
like
where
Urkel and Laura or something like that? I mean, that would
I think maybe.
Well, the mom changes.
Well, yeah, and then, like, fucking...
Lionel Richie's little kid.
Stefan is a character.
Yeah.
And, like, so is Urkel, and, like... She go back and forth, and then, like, at one point he makes a Bruce Lee serum that he has, and he turns into Bruce Lee, and then fucking...
Yeah!
Carl takes the serum and turns into Carl Bruce Lee, and then the fucking little kids take the serum, and they turn into little Bruce Lees, and it was just fucking ridiculous. Because there was always that episode. For some reason, in those... In those kind
at the time,
it's
you
past
were like,
its time, past
yeah, but like,
it hasn't aged well.
Like I was saying, in Family Matter, in Family Matters, there'd always be that episode where there's a fight or something. Like Eddie had one, you know,
and Carl goes, "Now wait right here, let me get Scruff the dog
the
to
grandma,
tell you about."
No, the grandma saved their ass the one time.
Oh,
remember?
Yeah,
she, yeah.
Pool
she,
like
she
a
was my favorite. Yeah, she was probably the greatest.
And
character.
Then like, and Carl, you know, would. Stop it in some fat way. And then, but in Step by Step, do you remember that show?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, dude. Patrick
Cody,
Duffy.
When they had Cody on the first, like,
the
season.
Code,
yeah, the, like, guy who would talk like that and
yeah.
stuff.
He lived in the. He lived
and then
in
he
the,
got.
He lived in a van outside their house. Like, he wasn't even good enough to live in their house.
Yeah.
Let him in. Yeah. He was that drug addicted son that they wouldn't let in the house.
And so.
From his first marriage. Yeah.
And, like.
Oh, Patrick Duffy.
You handsome man.
The
get
the Duffster.
Retarded, retarded children.
But yeah, but they had a fight episode, and Cody, like, knew kung fu and shit and just kicked all these guys' asses. And, it was ridiculous. And then he beat his wife and went to jail. That's why he wasn't on the later episodes.
Really?
That's yeah.
I remember.
How'd they write him off?
I don't remember.
There was some greasy
all of a sudden
shit
the,
going on in that show. Let's
all of a sudden, the van...
greasy shit.
The van wasn't in the driveway no more. Tow truck came
it
and got
that
shit.
It was a pretty badass
shit.
van, though. I mean, I guess.
It seriously was his van, and he seriously was mooching on the show.
Yeah.
And he seriously did have the serum. That's why
that was the character, and he was the one you always wanted to see on screen, because he was always doing something
stupid. He
actually
does. He also holds a black belt in Taekwondo and is a skilled practitioner of Muay Thai.
Oh, yeah. This dude knew what he was fucking doing, like...
He was also on Dallas.
It was badass?
Yeah. Well, I don't remember it being like real badass, but like,
you're like, all right.
Obviously, this guy is not fake. No, he's not just sticking his foot out there and the guy's flying back 10 feet. You know, this guy. Yeah, he was like some kung fu master who, like.
He was also.
which 30. And he 30 inch punched his wife and they sent him to jail.
Did you say 30 inch?
I did. 30 inch. He pulled back.
It's 30 times better, yeah. Is what you're telling me. That's a strong one.
Mm-hmm.
No fetus could survive that amount of power. You know why he was hitting her? That is not my child.
He got that full custody. He never went to jail.
The baby left.
He never went to jail?
Because the wife was crazy, so that he was defending the kids from... I'm just reading what Wikipedia is telling me.
He's probably changing it.
That's what I would do. Just every day.
Lawyers, go.
Well, that's the story I heard, so... Sorry, Cody.
Code
listening, the code man, the codester. Listen, you could be a stand-up guy. I mean, he does have a black
just
belt, for Christ's sake.
Snap, snap, snap.
Throwing stars to the head. Dead.
They do care about The Rock, though.
They do care about Cody from Step by Step.
Yeah.
See? And now I just ran him through the ringer.
Yeah.
He beat his wife. He's a dick.
Come on.
That's why he got kicked off the show.
Hey, fans of the show, tell us what
you
think. Viewers, send us your mail. I want to get physical mail, but I don't want to give out where I physically am. I really don't. Because you guys might try to take me out.
No, okay.
Not you guys.
Well, if you want to send
Big Brother,
send us something, you can send it to our email account, which is I am a nerd, no spaces, just one word pretty much, @gmail.com.
And if you want mail, email me.
I will check it once every 2 weeks because I'm terrible at it. I'm sorry.
You got to sync it to your phone, man.
You got to sync it to your phone. I'd be getting emails. All day, all the time, you know.
That's fine. That keeps you connected. That keeps you in the bloodstream of America.
I can set this up for you. If you want to.
No, I know how to do it.
I have it.
I already have
nice.
A Gmail
I
account
never
tied to my
out.
Phone, though.
You can add another account.
My
you
account.
Add another
I
Gmail?
Emails.
I have
or
two accounts,
you have,
though. Yeah. You're going to send me bullcrap, so here's this one.
Yeah.
I don't even visit it myself. I'm trying to see how long I can go without.
Oh, we got something from social. Neater. Oh, it's a YouTube advertisement for a video to watch.
So
we got something from Jason, our favorite viewer. What?
Hey, so I got ideas. Matt has a really funny story to tell you.
Oh, I do have something to tell you.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, by the way, I don't know if we said this, but let me cut you off and start saying something else.
Go.
Happy birthday.
Oh, yeah, could this be the birthday episode?
Well, yeah, I'm saying it was your birthday recently.
Yeah, and oh, I heard
Mr. Valish.
I heard someone's is coming up.
Oh. Whoa. Yes, my birthday is coming up.
I wasn't talking about you.
I wish I could be sound effect guy. Just like, but you only allow me to get like 3 buttons, and I can only press them so often. So I don't annoy you guys. But like, if I could just be like... like
please no.
He wants to be Chocolate Charlie.
Please don't ever get a sound that goes that'd be awful but funny. Just that's our laugh track. Stupid as hell.
Okay, got it.
Halloween's coming up. I have no idea what I'm gonna be for Halloween yet. I still don't. I was gonna be Michael Keaton. you know, not Batman, not Beetlejuice, but just Michael Keaton.
See, that's what I asked.
Yeah.
Mr. Mom. I like
to okay. Yeah, Mr.
You
Mom.
You should grow a beard out.
I don't think I can.
It doesn't matter.
All right.
You do it.
But then I thought maybe I'll go as Judge Reinhold, because
he was a judge
in Arrested Development.
So you could wear a robe. Those are cool.
Yeah, I think I'd be more Santa Claus, Judge Reinhold. You know, where he's the therapist in the bad sweaters. He has the awful, ugly sweaters. Do you remember the Santa Claus Tim Allen movie?
Oh, yeah,
Santa
he
Claus?
Is in that. Holy crap. Sorry. Yeah. It's been forever since I've watched a Santa Claus movie. Do you watch them every year?
They're
pretty good.
They're not bad. It's just I haven't.
Well, the first, but you're right, the first one's
Santa
good.
Santa Claus is even pretty good.
Nah.
Really? I didn't think that
would
be good.
I didn't like it.
Good.
I didn't
Nothing
think it was very
beats
good.
Elf, though.
Yeah,
Elf is
pretty
good.
Funny. It cracks
it's
me
funny.
The fuck up.
I like the original, the first Santa Claus. It's okay.
Yeah, I like well, I like it.
You know what?
Nothing against it.
They're all pretty
it.
Good. The third one, Jack Frost comes in. He's
well, well, yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know about that. But
I didn't even see that.
I have seen it with Martin Short.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen it.
I mean, they brought in Martin Short. Come on.
I mean, is it pretty poop?
I think it is.
Okay.
I didn't like it. I didn't like the second one. I didn't like the first one is...
They did it.
Cool. Like, you know, mixes with our world pretty well in a childish way. Kind of. I don't know. But anyway, we'll get more, you know, we'll talk about that more when that time comes around that season and all that shit. But we can get some viewer mail here from Jason.
Oh, yeah. Let's see what Jason's up to.
Jason writes, "What are your opinions about digital comics? Pros and cons? Yay or nay? For the record, I think I am yay. However, it depends on the app. Comixology and BNN Nook Zoom are awesome. My Kindle experience reading a 28-year-old comic was mixed. Not really a Zoom view. It was more like a panel blown up. But I like the cheaper price tag and not having a heavy book laying around."
I'm going to agree. That digital
yeah.
is awesome.
I get, yeah,
because everything I have, even here, are you really going to sell it?
No.
And if only you're just storing it.
Yeah. You might go back and read a few, but not usually.
If so, you can store that somewhere.
Yeah. I mean, that goes on. I read all my most of my comics now on the iPad if I don't get them from the library or something.
I think the source of everything though.
Yeah. Oh, here's
it's so easy because you're. But the problem is it's all everything's like on a server a lot of times, so you don't even have to worry about it. Like, and you could do that with all of your any media things that you have, any books, any
yeah.
music, any videos, any video games. You know what I'm saying? To the point to where, and if something gets screwed up, it's all saved.
But
I mean. If your house burnt down right now, you'd still have your digital copy saved on some hard drive, and you'd be like, bam.
Oops.
But,
those were corrupted by pornography and no longer with the living.
But I like the Marvel. I like the Marvel Comics app, especially
it's,
with their,
I really do
with their view that you know you double tap and
so
it,
I don't
like,
forget. So I don't forget. You mentioned that you get your books from
Marvel.
No. When you were reading them, you were like, oh, if I'm not reading them from, if you're not
the
reading
library.
Digital, the library.
Uh-huh.
Will, did you know this? Because a lot of people don't know this. You can get comics at the library.
They got everything there, man.
Yeah.
So you can get,
we're just, and I'm an idiot,
you can get
I
trades.
Legitimately work.
You're
right
across the
street from them, and I've never been there.
You can
I
abuse that,
book.
Dude. Well, what? Okay, how much is it? How much is the fun?
I don't know. It was like a $13 book, so it can't be.
$2,000.
Yeah. I've never.
We got it on film. You gotta fucking go in and pay it because we're gonna turn this in to the police.
Library card I have.
You could probably sign up for another
well, then
library
you just
card.
Just go in there and you say, "Here, here's my driver's license." They go, "Here, here's another plastic card." Like they care. Another Will Lorzy card's floating around.
But my
somewhere.
Problem is I like we don't really have a DVD player at our house.
What?
No, I saw that.
Other things.
I'm
so
talking
I
about
got
comics.
That Crackle wireless interweb. Hit it. He
That's
knows
how I watch Good Burger.
Yeah, I watch it on a DVD.
And and saving Silverman, actually.
But anyway, back to the comics.
Go to the comics.
Marvel's app, I like how...
But viewers, go get library.
Does DC have an app?
Yes, they do.
All
right. I've downloaded it. I just haven't bought anything from
them.
I've never
heard anybody talk about
it. I'm not giving them my money.
Like, it's terrible. I've only heard people talk about the Marvel app. DC's got an app too. It's pretty sweet because it's got this feature or something like that, other than the... I haven't heard anybody ever mention it. So,
but the Marvel app, I like how it has the... it'll go panel by panel, or you know, if it's something full paged, like
it zooms in on the bubbles,
and then it
pans out, and you're like, oh crap, you know, because they're just talking about the crazy shit that's going on, and then you see it, you're
right.
Like, whoa.
It'll go from, you know, where you're supposed to be reading. If there's like a couple bubbles on the screen,
or speech
bubbles, like it'll go to the ones you're. I is supposed to first, and then show you the bigger,
jack you around and
the bigger
you
picture.
Because
every time I see a full like page art or something,
I'm just
looking at the art and then reading the stuff, or you know,
and
but
then
I like,
you have to find which bubble do I start at too.
Yeah, I like how it focuses your attention and then shows you everything that's going on. I like
it does.
That part.
It's a great way of presenting a comic.
They also have these comics, new comics.
Have you viewed one, Will? Here, I have. I mean, here, I'll just let you read one. Use this.
Oh, what's that? What's that? What's this?
Have you read anything?
Yeah, the free stuff.
Oh. But,
tell us what you read.
I've read.
Oh, go.
The Harley Davidson one.
That was terrible.
Amazing-
that was poop, dude.
The Amazing Spider-Man episode 544.
Oh, the
9/11 one? Why can't I remember?
Which one?
Or the whole One More Day. Oh.
But they have digital comics now that you like.
That's good poop. When he's getting Tony on the top of Avengers Tower. Oh, yeah. That's Civil War, baby. That's good one. That's good poop.
But they have these comics now that you slide your finger and maybe the panel doesn't change, but the central character does.
Yeah.
I read a Rocket Raccoon.
You showed me
comic
this.
Like that, and that was pretty neat. And like the speech bubbles change and stuff, so the character's kind of moving in the same panel and gives it a little animation to it.
Same background. He just moves and then and more bubbles appear.
Yeah.
Hey, they're saving paper. They don't have to draw more sceneries.
I'm all about that.
Yep.
So I was against it at first before I used it because I was like, if I'm reading a comic, I want the comic in my hands.
I like it how it was.
This is straight, you know, there's no ads in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the comic. It is.
It's comics and no bullshit.
Yeah, pretty much.
It is. I like it.
And then downloading whole, you know, series or books, you know, they don't. You're right. They don't stack up in like comic boxes.
Yeah, and then you don't have to organize them. Not that it's that daunting, but it's something you have
and,
to do.
You know, if you like that kind of thing, then that's your thing. That's fine. But
absolutely. I mean, I'm doing it. And I still just like kind of going to the comic shop too.
Well, yeah, I do like going to the comic
shop. You see everything, though. Everything's right there.
Yeah.
You're not just looking through the, you know, Marvel scope.
I'd say the comic book shop is still the best place to experience new comics or see something new or like that you want other than.
Yeah.
Because I'll see things on Marvel comics that I would. I just be like, nah, I'm not going to get that. But if I was at a comic book store and like I saw it and I was like, had these other comics in my hand, I might throw it on.
Yeah,
like, why
exactly.
Not?
Come on.
Why not?
I load it up. I haven't been here in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's so good. I got a good, good session at the shop. When did I go? Was it Saturday? Man, that's so crazy. I got to figure out what day I went because I wanted to go Friday. No, I went Saturday. And they still had everything I wanted. I spent some money there. Caught all the Infinities. I haven't even started it.
Continue. Sorry.
No.
You got all the Infinities.
I got Captain America 11. I got...
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah! Thank you. He got me the trade of Deadpool Max, which is Deadpool, pretty much
for
underrated.
Sure, yeah,
yeah. Audience. You know, there's very
why
mature
not?
Things
maybe
that,
if you read a couple,
yeah.
You didn't, and I wasn't either a huge fan of the art.
Yeah, the art kind of bugged me for Deadpool. I don't know why. I just didn't appeal to me, so I didn't read those. So I mean. Hey, but like, you know, someone's given it to me as a gift. Awesome. Great. Yeah. You know, it's something I probably wouldn't pick up on my own, but
that's
I probably
what I
should read.
Going in like, okay. And two, you look at Deadpool. He would have picked all of these. You know, I yeah. knew. Oh, yeah. No, he has those story arcs.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm excited to read that.
But yeah, I think digital's great. Will's got the digital and it's awesome. I'm just sitting there getting my hair cut, waiting in line. I can read a comic.
There's actually the library's getting some, you know, a lot of newer comics in, newer DC comics. I just finished up Court of the Owls, Batman. It was
Everyone
really good.
Says it's awesome.
It was really good. It is awesome. And
see, I started when the Joker.
It's Bruce Wayne as much of a detective and Batman at the same time, where, you know.
You're getting a lot of Bruce and Batman.
No, you're getting... Well, yeah, but Bruce as the detective.
Yeah.
Which is essentially still Batman. You know, like, that's what I like to... That's what I like to see. I don't like to see Bruce Wayne the whole prettied up boy kind of person. I like to see Bruce Wayne as
well,
the detective.
His other ego, though. I mean, that's half of Bruce Wayne. That's what makes Bruce
I would
Wayne
say
so.
It's more of a third of Bruce Wayne.
Well.
There's Bruce Wayne the show. There's... Bruce, there's the detective, okay. And then there's Batman, and the like. Bruce Wayne, the detective, is kind of the in between. Like when he's trying to find out information, but he's using Bruce Wayne to do it.
He's being the most Bruce Wayne in that moment, is what you're saying. When he's Batman being a detective, I know what you're saying,
yeah.
But would you say that's when he's just at ultimate who Bruce Wayne really would want to be? You know what I mean? Like,
I
oh shit!
No,
like all the Bruce.
Who is Bruce Wayne? I mean, because really, there's Batman, there's Bruce Wayne. You're bringing a third element into it.
Maybe
is
Bruce
that?
Wayne is just the poster boy.
No, but
for Batman,
the man.
Maybe it's like
the man
club.
Inside the mask, the soul running everything, so to speak.
Uh-huh.
What would it want to be doing?
Getting its parents back.
Well,
that's how they get them all the time. Like they'll be like, "Boom, potion! You're really with your parents." No, motherfucker, you're not.
So does Bruce love the puzzle? You know, like
yeah, I think he likes figuring it out. You know, he's a detective all the time.
Yeah,
no matter which role he's in.
He doesn't like being a detective, though.
Bruce is the best, though.
Yeah, but he's good.
It doesn't matter. You can't ask questions because Bruce is twice as fast as your ass when it comes to detecting. He's just crazy mad. You're a good detective, Will. I'm not saying you're not. It's just that Bruce, you, King Dick, a detective, awarded
he's
to
no Dick Tracy,
Bruce.
That's all I'm trying to say.
Oh, get out of here, Dick Tracy. This dude.
He got my dog.
He's like, look at those gams. Shit, Batman was
but
like,
yeah,
cha-cha-cha.
I guess there's a Batman series coming out for the library.
It's a library exclusive release?
No, but it's they're just getting the book in, and it's Batman Scarecrow.
Oh,
something Halloween.
Oh, I didn't read that.
Like,
I'm
Scarecrow
sure
to me
more.
Would be one of his hardest villains.
Scarecrow is one of my favorite villains of his, besides Joker. But go.
Yeah, but there, I mean, it's.
There's no way that you can't say Joker's not the best.
Oh, he's the best.
It's an older comic series, but it's just now getting to the library, and I guess there's days of a waiting list to get this book that's, you know, from
at
the
that
library.
At that point, you know it's good enough. You just go by. And go at your own pace. Screw those. Schmucks.
Buy
the
on,
public
on Amazon Prime. get it there in 2 days.
Exactly.
Oh, did you hear about Justin Bieber claiming
that
to
dude
be
is a straight faggot? He can go fuck himself. What a fucking douche. Who cares?
What
I'm
happened?
Just going to start being a dick now. You can all thank Justin Bieber for it.
What happened?
Justin Bieber put it out there, rumored that he might be play Robin in the Batman Superman movie. He took a picture of a script, it said Batman Superman on it, with his name written on it, and then he posted the picture and hashtagged Robin. So there's been buzz around that.
Oh, I heard
that's
that.
Gonna ruin the franchise.
Yeah, I will not go see that movie if that's true.
It's not true.
Thank God.
Oh, you didn't know that?
No, I didn't know. I didn't follow up. I just heard the story.
Oh, okay. Yesterday. Yeah, I guess it's not.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. Where did I see that?
God, I would.
It's totally not true.
He would be awful.
I almost thought awful. You told me. That's why I'm like,
No, I didn't.
It's not true.
I just heard about it.
Yeah, what a freaking. He looks like a lesbian lady and not the hot kind, if you know what I mean.
But I've been playing DuckTales Remastered.
What do you think about it? Okay, because tell me. I need to know.
I downloaded it for the Wii U.
Which is what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
This Friday.
Because you were picking up one of the Wind Waker Wii U's that are coming out.
Yes, but it's not necessarily a Wind Waker Wii U. It's just the actual gamepad.
Yeah,
is that what they call it?
I think, yeah, it's a gamepad.
Okay, the gamepad is Wind Waker themed. I guess I haven't even looked because I want to be shocked when I go to the store and pick it up. Like, oh, this is what it looks like.
Yeah, and you'll be like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah, exactly. I know. How can they blow
But anyway, I picked the Wii U and stuff because you can play it on the controller screen, the gamepad screen. You know, you can play it that way, too.
How do you like that?
I like that because, you know, let's say my girlfriend is watching TV. I can, you know, turn it on and play the game without having to, you know, switch the input or anything like that. It's actually a nice feature. But, like, for Mario, when it came to a focal point, like a boss battle or the end stages and stuff, I went to the big screen and played it on that because that's how I want to see the ending of things. But for like DuckTales and I'm just going through the levels now, it's actually really fun and still challenging for me. I actually didn't think I'd like the updated graphics.
Okay.
For some reason, because I like
just leery of that because sometimes it works out bad. Like in beat 'em ups, they try reviving them with these 3D polygon graphics.
And it doesn't work.
It doesn't. It looks like shit. It doesn't handle well. Poop.
Like the new Ninja Turtle game. That's poop.
Example.
But I really liked the update. It looks really good, and they got the original voice actors to do all the voices for it.
Except Launchpad. I know.
But
that sucks. Can't stop it.
But anyway,
it gets dark pretty quick around here.
I've only beaten a couple levels.
Okay, moon level music. I heard it. Have you gotten to the moon?
No, I'm going in order. I haven't.
Okay.
I haven't. You know, I'm going in order. I just beat Transylvania.
Okay. I really like it. I kind of like the remix.
So, I'll get there. But
is
it's
a remix to DuckTales.
It's the same exact.
No,
game.
There was the moon theme
pretty much
from the level.
Gotcha.
It's pretty godlike. Okay, here, I'm gonna play the original for you. Keep talking. I'm
recently. It can't be any better than
well,
Zelda.
I'm not gonna keep talking if you're playing it.
No, I gotta look for it.
Oh. What?
Well, huh? So no, keep talking about
no,
the game.
No,
can
it's
I, can we just talk about my sound effects that I still want?
Well, I don't have money for that, Will.
We'll figure out a way to get it in.
All right. Words of the day from Will.
Oh, America.
Will's words.
This is Milwaukee's best ice that they could give me.
Oh, yeah. I remember now.
Yeah, see?
You know what I was thinking the other day is how kids won't be able to even know what 8-bit is soon.
Yeah, MIDI files and stuff.
Like, they don't remember, like, dude, you would accidentally you would spend 3.5 hours downloading a song and it was actually just the MIDI file.
Back
before the, you know. And you're like, God damn it.
I would download full episodes of South Park off the internet, but it would take me literally 24 hours to download the full episode of South Park. So I started downloading. It took a full day and then I had to watch it right then, and it was gone.
Why was it gone?
I don't know. Maybe I just didn't know how computers work still. Like, I was a kid. This is. I knew if I clicked this, I watched this. And it was on the...
It was all clicking when you were a kid.
It was
on
a, like, 3x3-inch window that came up, because if you tried to blow it up any bigger, it was so distorted that you couldn't fucking see what it was.
I was quite the Adam Malay.
Like, when video hit the internet, I was like, it blew me away. Like, I was watching trailers on the Windows Media Player back then, which is not the media player, it was just Windows.
Ooh, man.
Or was it QuickTime? It was just QuickTime.
Well, they had QuickTime store.
Yeah, but, QuickTime, and they you had to watch.
Was it Winamp?
No, Winamp, it was before Winamp.
It couldn't have been QuickTime, I don't think.
Yeah, no, it was the first video we had were QuickTime videos because I remember the scroll bar and everything. It was QuickTime, but like they have real good or even okay clarity. You had to keep the screen small, the window small.
Lay it on me, brother.
You had to keep the window small so it would look good. You try to blow it up, you couldn't even tell what the fuck it was. I watched Mortal Kombat trailer, Apollo 13 trailer on that. Like, I was just blown away that you can get videos like this. Like, it just amazed me.
I know, it really was, because at that time it was, you had to rent it. It had to be like a hard copy, and back then it took forever for that hard copy.
Well, not even that, just trailers for movies coming out. These movies hadn't came out yet, but like, this movie's not out yet, and because the only way you could see movie trailers was at the theater. They didn't play trailers on TV, they were just commercials. The only way you could see full-length trailers was at the movies. So when those trailers came on the internet, it was, like, exciting. Now it's commonplace, and that's probably the first place you see trailers.
That's where I see them now.
Yeah.
Any cool trailers anybody seen lately?
Nah, not really.
No.
I can't think of any.
Thor's coming out in November, but...
Does it look kind of like meh? Like,
I don't know. I mean, Thor to me just looks meh, because I'm not a huge Thor fan.
Yeah. He looks...
But the last movie was boring, the first one. And then Avengers, obviously, I really liked, and he played his part in there. So, I don't know,
I think he's just a better Avengers character than he is by... And his stories are okay, just they're not...
You said it well.
He's from a different country. Or he's from a different... I mean, he's from a different world, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A different part of the tree. So, that's what they believe.
Yeah,
different parts of the tree
of life.
That's just my thing. Like, I can relate more to
Iron Man.
Yeah, or even Hulk or
Hawkeye.
You know, like we could be Hawkeye. Talking to a guy that's like just like a badass Bozeman. You know,
yeah, cool ass dude. Yeah. And, shoot people for a living.
Way more sense than,
Hip, hip, cheerio, put an apple on your head.
So, we'll see how that goes. Poop.
See, the first movie, the Thor movie, surprised me because I didn't hate it. Because Thor is a character I don't really care about.
Yeah. Well,
his
story.
I didn't
hate it.
Of course he's going to...
I didn't hate it, but it was just boring.
I like the 3D.
Yeah, it was okay.
No, you didn't like the 3D.
I did like the 3D, but
see, that was what I really liked about it. That was like I was shocked, like, oh, I like
Avengers
this movie in 3D.
Or Thor.
Thor.
I watched Avengers in 3D.
Me too.
Yeah.
RoboCop, the movie, is coming out, though. That, have you seen that trailer?
I have RoboCop? Not seen the trailer for
Bring it up.
With a new RoboCop.
But I saw the suit for the new RoboCop, and it's just like, I'm a person in a suit, because that's how good we've made robots in the future.
Oh.
That was kind of the whole thing about RoboCop. He's kind of like a bumbling, slow, freeze, I'm a robot. Yeah. I am.
All I ask for.
I am more robot than I am man.
I
doubt it.
Theme song?
No, they probably will.
Somehow his dick is so big. Robo dick. The porn spinoff.
Dude, it looks like it's gonna be bloodshed too. Booba ka-chow.
I think it's gonna be a decent movie.
I don't know. I wasn't impressed.
You weren't impressed?
I wasn't impressed.
I hope that family shit goes away. Yeah, the family shit's going to ruin it.
Well, I mean, if they bring it up in the... Let's say they plan on making a second one. They're just like, got it out of the way. Like, here's the back plot story. It kind of reminds me of...
All right.
What was I thinking?
I don't know. I wouldn't mind seeing that if it's all...
It reminds me of the rise of the Planet of the Apes. Like, it's kind of a different story, but it kind of is, like, more realistic, like, hey, this is how the apes would...
There's not... They're not apes running around?
We were talking, like, last night about the bullshit. You were
apes,
talking about how...
Like, that really good company you can order stuff.
Yeah. They're brilliant.
But anyway, how is RoboCop kind of like Planet... Or Rise of Planet
like
of the Apes?
Realistic, like, hey, this is what would happen. Like, before it was just like, they're not gonna just put some guy in a robot suit. Like, that's ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? Like, back in the day, you're like, it's just his face. That's it. And, yeah, like you said, though, I mean, I do get, like, the point.
That's
like,
crazier than what we saw here. He was, like, 3/4 of a man the video.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Like,
I mean, in
you,
the 80s,
like,
yeah, that's
why
I was like, oh, shit.
You know, and I get that part,
uh-huh.
But for today's, like,
well, I get,
kids aren't going to...
Even
yeah,
now,
no,
if they build a robot, he ain't going to be all fluid and cha-cha-cha.
Right.
Come on, he'd be all rickety, like, oh, you need to change my oil and update. Need to update new system hardware
it
loading.
Could be set in the future, man. It's Detroit. At least they're still giving it. They're still ragging on Detroit in this. That's all I know.
Yeah, because Cleveland.
But it,
still
and
great.
They, well, you know, they had
at least we're not Detroit. That was
yeah,
the best video.
We need we need like a rundown future Detroit. Oh, you mean Detroit? You can go shoot there now. You'll
be
fine.
It's free because there's no government to pay.
like there's all these like post-apocalyptic. TV shows and movies coming out, and they're like, where are they shooting these? I was like, I don't know. A lot of different places in America right now. Downtown Akron. I mean, you could go some places, and there's nobody around there. You could be like, bums, we need you as extras. And you just give them a cheeseburger and tell them to work.
You're horrible. You're a human being. Here's a cheeseburger. Go work.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
Or you give him some liquor and say, go work.
Yeah,
but I need him to be functioning, see. I'll promise him the liquor, but I'll only give him the cheeseburger.
Gotcha.
Then I keep the liquor for myself, see. Not only do I get cheap labor, but I get the liquor as well.
Shit.
Okay. Hi.
All right. Well, I guess we're going to
get out of here.
About time to hit the old dusty trail.
Once again, where can we send
you can
request to talk about things after we talked to, what was his name, Jeffrey?
Jason.
Jason. Come on.
But, yeah. Thanks, Will.
Just go on.
You can say, hey, Jason, love the letter.
Hey.
And then you edit it in where it sounds real nice.
Hey, Jason, love the letter.
There you go. I'm just going to put it randomly in the middle of the podcast somewhere. And then at the end, I'll play this whole clip and then people will get it. Like, what?
I like that.
But then
give us Easter eggs.
Anyway, yeah, I guess we're going to get out of here.
Yeah.
And
Pizza Rante. What do they call it?
Restaurante. Hey, America.
Stay cool, everybody.
Peace.